Greetings in the name of our soon coming Savior and Lord, John Horn, your speaker. Now I'm going to call your attention to three very precious things as found in the Word of God, and I may say we're going to notice with you three distinct gifts that God has given. Of course, He's given many gifts to the world. He's given us richly all things to enjoy, says one of the writers. However, the three distinct gifts of which I should like to speak, and I'm going to notice them in the order that they are brought before us in the Scriptures, namely, God's major gift, His first gift, His number one gift, His well-beloved Son, the second gift, the Holy Spirit of God, and the third gift, His precious Holy Word. Now, if you were to read in St. John, and of course it is in that Gospel where our Lord Jesus Christ is presented to us as the Son of God, that one who was ever the delight of God the Father, who dwelt in the unsullied light of His presence, His co-equal, the one who was indeed the very God. However, in this Gospel by St. John, our Lord Jesus Christ is spoken of some 35 times as the sent one. And we're going to think of Him in that respect for just a little while. And as we have already said, these gifts came from God. They came from heaven to mankind. Now, when our Lord Jesus Christ came into the world, of course He came, first of all, to His own. And we mean by that His own earthly people, His chosen people, the Jews. He was not well received. For the Scriptures tell us He came to His own, and His own received Him not. They said, "Away with this man, we'll not have him to reign upon us." And they further said, "His blood be upon us and upon our children." And it is hardly necessary to tell you that as a result of their refusal of the blessed Lord Jesus Christ, endless sorrow has been theirs. And yes, to anyone, any person, Jew or Gentile, who refuses our Lord Jesus Christ as his own or her own personal Savior, it means eternal ruin to that soul. It will mean eventually everlasting separation from the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ and from God, a holy God. However, on the other hand, if you embrace Him, if you receive Him, it would mean to you present peace and joy. It would mean to you rest that can alone be found in Himself, and then further guarantee that you'd spend the ceaseless ages of eternity in the unsullied light of His presence, singing the praises of the Lamb of God, and yes, thank God, enjoying Him forever and forever. Now may I say that the three gifts that God sent into the world were not well received. They have not been received. And I'm wondering just exactly what your attitude has been toward this Blessed One. You know, it's interesting, when the Savior was here upon earth Himself, and when He was journeying in and out amongst men, and of course in a very special way, seeking to win and to woo men and women to Himself, and He could see the response of His own people, that their hearts were not toward Him. And so He tells a parable. He speaks a parable that was so true of them. And He says about them, of course He had sent to them the prophets one after another, and these prophets who sought to win them back to God, to bring them to God, they were refused. And then finally He says, but last of all, He sent unto them His Son, saying, "They will reverence My Son." But did they? No, quite the contrary. They did not, they would not have the Son of God. And you know, the response should have been, and your response today should be, "I will trust Him, Jesus, I will trust You with my soul, guilty, vile, and helpless, Thou canst make me whole." And what you should be saying today would be the words expressed by Paul, our apostle, in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and about verse 15, where he says, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." And yes, friends, that gift, if received by you, would secure heaven for you, eternal joy and glory. Receive Him as your personal a Savior today, and salvation will become yours upon reception of the Lord Jesus Christ.